The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the host and the guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.
Good morning, I'm Ron Ferris from Booper Productions.
And I'm Dan Lynch from Daniel's Video Productions.
Okay. And it's Tuesday, June 28th, 2011, and this is Volume 1, Chapter 18 of the R&D Radio Show.
I was going to bring in Alice Cooper's I'm 18 just for this very thing, and I ran out the door and I got here and you said 18 and I remembered that. So it would have been a great intro.
Well,
but you would have said no. I have one picked out already. What was the meaning of that song that we played?
You could have called me and says, "Hey, could you bring in Alice? You know, I do have access to music, whether you know that or not. I mean, I am a disc jockey, and we do delve in music once in a while."
Yes, yes.
Okay, so.
But I notice you're into the golden oldies.
What golden oldies? We just had Sarah Bareilles, which is a modern song.
What's the so Alice Cooper's actually more golden oldie than she.
This is about as old as, since we didn't say it last week, golden earring.
Well, but my commercial did play the song in the background, so there was still that golden earring vibe going on. Go ahead, continue with your weekly schmear.
Schmear or spiel?
Spiel, schmear.
Want to schmear the spiel? Okay. You're listening to us on 1110 AM WCCM or online at www.1110wccmam.com. If you're shy, you can email us at tips@booper.com. We're going to have a guest today. We have a dentist, Mr. Arnold Topp, will be coming in. We'll be talking about dental problems,
yes,
procedures.
He's actually in the house right now. Yep. I think he just got an emergency phone call.
Yes, he was here, and he had to run out real quick.
They must be yanking someone's tooth, and the root got stuck or something.
I don't know. Maybe he's doing a filling, over the phone. He can be doing that virtual.
And that was another Alice Cooper song that I thought of. It's called Unfinished Sweet, where he eats a bite of chocolate, and then he gets a toothache, so he's got to get the tooth pulled in the song, and then you hear the tooth actually, like, being pulled. But enough of Alice Cooper.
That's when you're getting a filling.
No, it was more like a yanking song.
Okay. If you have, if we can't answer your question this week on the air, we will try to have an answer for you next week. And you can always listen to any of our shows online anytime on our podcast at www.poopa.com blog. Click on the R&D Radio Show link and you can hear any of our podcasts, or if you want to listen to our old wedding show podcast, that's still online.
You know, I have to say, I feel bad for the doc. He just walked in, and he's looking nervous as hell. And if he was here for this first 3 minutes, he'd be very comfortable. But he missed out on that, so now he's sitting here all tense and stuff.
Well, he had to do a virtual filling.
That's
what he was doing. Listen, guys, we take care of emergencies right away, and that was an emergency.
Well, that's what I figured.
This is Dr. Arnold Topp. He is a dentist.
I call him Doc. I've never called you Arnold.
That's okay. You can call me Arno. You can call me Doc.
Don't call
me late.
That's right. I always call him Doc. And even in his email, he was asking for the address here, but I gave it to him. But when he asked for it, he wrote, what's the address? And then he finished it off. Instead of Arno, it was Doc.
Well, most everybody calls me Doc, but, you know, I'm not real formal, so I've known you for a long time. So
right.
I kind of felt funny writing back Dr. Topp. I mean,
Absolutely.
Well, if you haven't met, this is Hall of Famer Bruce Arnold, who's with us every week also.
I have heard of Bruce Arnold.
You got my first name. Arnold's my first name, too.
That's right. Well, actually, a lot of people confuse my name Arno for Arnold.
Arno.
I wasn't listening closely. Oh, I'm sorry.
So, see, you're not related.
That's right. Nice to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you.
Well, Dan, I guess this is your dentist?
Yes, he is. In fact, he knows my mouth better than I do.
Well,
a lot of jokes there. What?
I know. That's why I'm feeling right now is it's the tension just holding back.
Don't hold back.
No. Don't please. Feel right at home. You know.
So how long have you been seeing Dr.
Todd?
Oh, my
goodness. Actually, I've known Kathy,
my wife,
longer, yes. Dan's wife, since she was a teenager. Been treating her since she was a kid.
Yeah,
since she was
yeah.
a teenager.
That's right. That's
so
right.
So we've, well, I've been in Lawrence now 26 years, actually, next week.
So you knew her when she was
that we've been in Lawrence.
You knew her when she was a young...
Young kid, yeah. I'm trying to remember.
What was she like?
She was a feisty. She was a feisty one.
She still is.
She still.
Yeah, she is.
Well, that's good. Anyway, she keeps things interesting. But yeah, I've known Kathy since she was a kid. We've been in Lawrence 26 years. Wow. We got a great family practice. We see people from all ages, from kids to senior
right.
citizens.
Yeah, no, you have a great place. Yeah.
We've got a great staff there. I just
want to
mention them. We've got the wonderful Janet and Pam out in the front office. Who
yeah, the wonderful ladies.
Take care of you, make you feel right at home.
Yeah, and you know what? Since I've been there, they don't look like they've aged a day. And here I am getting older and weaker. And
No, but I've definitely aged, right?
No, you look the same. I don't know.
You're just saying that so I'll be nice to you next time you're in the chair.
Do you dye your hair?
People always ask me that. No, I swear to God, I don't. You should see my beard, though, when it grows in.
Oh, yeah. Same hair.
That's
same
great.
Hair.
And then we got three great hygienists. We got Brenda, Liz, and Joanne.
Right.
I'll give them a shout-out. And there's also my wonderful assistant, Denise.
And Brenda just
great
had
group.
Her second child.
Yeah, Brenda just had her second baby, a beautiful little baby boy.
So now she's got one of each,
she's all set.
Yeah,
she is, yeah.
Very great staff there, Ron. If you ever
wonderful people that make you feel right at home.
Always pleasant.
Really, just kind of like a regular, you know, family atmosphere, and it's...
You know, they're always very nice, and then...
Place.
And then the doctor walks in. No, I mean, he's a great guy.
I know, it's amazing. They walk in, they come to the back, they've got this big smile, and I walk in, and all of a sudden, it's kind of like, you know, it turns
the
upside frown, down.
The downturn, yeah.
Yep.
You know.
So, you're located on...
100 Amesbury Street.
Amesbury, that's right.
And that's in Lawrence?
That's in Lawrence. Actually, for those people who used to... From the area, I don't know if you remember Bishop's Restaurant.
That's correct. Yeah.
And right next to Bishop's, there's the police station.
Right.
That big parking lot next to the police station. Yeah. That's actually our parking lot.
That's
cool.
Right.
Good. It's always an important issue.
And very important the parking. And don't park there unless you're coming to our building, right. Or you will be chased by a famous young man by the name of Irving, who a lot of people know.
Is that the older gentleman who's always out there?
Yes, he is.
Does he get paid, or does he just hang out?
No, I think he just hangs out.
Wow.
No, he's paid. Yeah.
He's the parking lot guy.
And
he's very good at it.
Now, Dan, there's something to aspire to in the future.
You know what? I pulled up on my motorcycle the last visit that I had. That was, about 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And I was going to take one of the spots next to the stairs because it's a motorcycle, you know? And I saw him there. I said, I better not.
You knew the rat that you would encounter.
That's right.
So, doctor, let me ask you, what's the earliest someone should consider bringing a child in for their first visit?
Oh, we start seeing children around 3 years old.
That's probably the best?
Yeah, about the best. 2.5 to 3 years old is, you know, a good age to bring them in. By that time, they'll have their full set of what they call baby teeth or primary teeth. And, you know, we'll bring them into the room and kind of show them what we're going to do and try and make a little game out of it. And if they have a good experience from the beginning, basically, they won't have a fear of the dentist.
Yeah.
And then today's day and age, the way one thing that we really stress in our office actually is prevention. That is our main theme of that's our philosophy, is we pride ourselves on a prevention oriented practice. So we try to get the patients to come in before the problems start. Sort of like it's sort of like taking care of the rest of your body.
Right.
If you
watch
your health and, you know, your nutrition and exercise, for the most part, you'll prevent a lot of disease.
Now, on primary teeth, you don't do things like sealants or anything like that. Is that something
you can do? Sealants on primary teeth. There's varying thoughts on that. We, for the most part, we'll do it sometimes. In certain cases, it's a good idea. Not at all. But on permanent teeth, when children first get their first permanent teeth, we routinely try to do sealants
as soon as possible,
as soon as the tooth is fully in.
Really? I'd never
knew
that.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
And what does the sealant do? It just protects the tooth?
Well, what the sealant does is it fills... All teeth have five surfaces. The top surface, or the chewing surface, has these deep grooves. And the sealant, what it does is fills in those grooves so sugar and acids can't get into those grooves and cause decay.
Hmm. And when you do the sealants, I mean, is it something that has to be repeated on a regular basis, or is it once
they're sealed? For the most part, no. For the most part, they'll stay on for the rest of for the life of the tooth.
Wow.
All right. They can wear down. They can wear down, and then we will replace them.
So does that mean no fillings?
You can still get decay on those other four surfaces, but that chewing surface,
okay,
that's the most prone to decay. So that will prevent decay, you know, on that surface.
Wow. I'd never even heard of
that. Well, see, that's much different than, you know, in our day when none of that stuff was available. So
yeah, right.
Which is why
I'll tell you what, I don't think I ever saw a dentist before I had all my regular teeth, you know?
And that's pretty common. Same thing from when I was growing up. It wasn't as common to take children back then.
Right.
Again, back then the focus of dentistry was more like, was more about there would be a problem and you'd fix the problem.
Sure.
It wasn't as preventive or prevention oriented.
So you're saying I'm old.
Not older than aged.
Like,
thank you.
Cheese or fine wine.
Yes. Fine wine, thank you.
We're talking with Dr. Arno Topp, and you can give us a call if you have a question for him. He is a dentist. We're at 978-687-8005, or if you're out of the area, toll free. It's 877-687-8005. And again, have a question about dental hygiene or when you should see your dentist and how often, give us a call. One of the things I wanted to ask was how far along are they now with using lasers instead of drills for treating the teeth?
The lasers are really used mostly for what they call soft tissue procedures, such as gum surgery, excising, doing biopsies, excising cysts, growths, that type of thing. They do use lasers for hard tissue applications for drilling out decay. You have to be kind of selective in the type of cavities that you do treat with the lasers because of the control of the laser. But they are using it for removing decay.
Okay. And today, I guess, amalgams, is that what used to be used, the silver fillings?
Right,
that's
right.
Hardly used anymore at all? Or?
It's becoming less and less prevalent. There was actually a study I just read the other day that probably, if you go throughout the United States, I'd say it's probably down to about 40% of the fillings being done are being done in amalgam, or what they call silver. Composites, which are what they call the white fillings,
mm-hmm.
That's becoming more and more prevalent. And for a couple of reasons. Probably the number one reason is for aesthetics.
Mm-hmm.
Because it looks nicer, you don't open your mouth, and there's all this silver showing. But secondly, which I feel is even more important, is it's actually more conservative. When you do a white filling or a composite filling, you don't have to remove as much tooth structure. When you were doing the silver fillings, because of the way you had the silver is basically retained what they call mechanically, so you had to do a certain amount of drilling. Not only did you have to remove the decay, but you had to shape it in such a way so it would hold the filling in. With composite or white fillings, it's more conservative because basically all you do is remove the decay and then put in the white filling, because the white fillings or the composite fillings are bonded, actually chemically bonded to the tooth. so you don't have to remove as much tooth structure. So that's a great advantage of a white or a composite filling, is it conserves tooth structure.
You know, I don't want to interrupt what you're talking about, but I thought about this now, and I've thought about it in the past, and I want to ask you this now because I'll probably forget if I don't say it now. Who does your teeth?
Who does my teeth?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you who does my teeth. The fabulous Dr. James Drew, who's actually right across the hall from me.
Really?
And I should mention it because between Dr. Drew and I, you can always get a hold of either one of us 24/7.
So do you do his teeth?
Because for the few days of vacation I do take, he'll be covering for me.
Oh, no kidding.
And when he's on vacation, I'll cover for him.
That's good to know.
Do I do his teeth? Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay, I was curious. I mean, I always picture the dentist like with a mirror, holding up a mirror, working on his own teeth.
Oh. Very good. You're listening to us on 1110 AM WCCM. We're talking with Dr. Arno Topp, who's out of Lawrence. He's at 100 Amesbury Street. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back and continue our discussion with Dr. Topp.
Need a video shot of your special event? Look no further than Daniel's Video Productions. We specialize in wedding videos, music videos, or any video you might require to tell your story. Now capturing in high definition and burning onto Blu-ray or standard DVDs. From wedding vows to electric guitars, Daniel's Video Productions will capture the sights and sounds to last a lifetime. Don't trust your video to just anyone. Visit us at www.danielsvideo.com or call us at 978-590-4273. Daniel's Video Productions, making memories to last a lifetime.
Mornings are live and local on WCCM AM 1110. Jamie Atkinson and George Cioni host AM Live on WCCM every morning from 7 to 9 a.m. Get a jump on the competition with all the news you need to know. Street-level coverage of local news, local weather, up-to-the-minute local traffic, interviews with local newsmakers, local community insiders. Whether it's politics, entertainment, news, weather, traffic, attractions, or events, your local morning briefing is right here on your conversation station, WCCM. Join Jamie Atkinson and George Cioni for AM Live every weekday morning from 7 to 9 on AM 1110 or listen online at www.1110wccmam.com.
Bupa Productions is one of the finest disc jockey services with a commitment to help you plan your music for your wedding. We understand that a wedding is one of the most memorable occasions for couples, and we are dedicated to making sure that yours is just the way that you want it. We are not an agency, but a family-run business. Personalized service is essential to ensuring that your wedding will be exactly the way you want it. That is why we meet with you before your wedding and discuss all of your special song selections, announcements, and introductions. On the day of your wedding, we take requests from your guest and any other requests that you may have. It is our goal to provide you with the best possible experience on your special day. Visit our website at www.bupa.com or call us at 1-800-882-2723 and let us answer your questions. It's your wedding, and we don't forget that. We're back. You're listening to the R&D Radio Show. Before we go further, I just want to let people know about our favorite plumber who was on a few weeks ago, John Zalewski.
Zalewski.
Z-A-S-U-Z.
Oh, my goodness. S-U-Z. S-U-L. S-A-L. Whatever.
S-A-L-U-S-K-I.
You're saying Zalewski. You said Z.
Oh.
You just said Z.
John Zalewski.
So you do your S's backwards, don't you?
Yeah, I'm dyslexic. Sometimes.
Well, here he is calling in now. See, now you're in trouble.
It's John Zalewski. He is our favorite plumber. And he's online. Drop him an email, John Saluski, all one word, S-A-L-U-S-K-I, at yahoo.com. And he's still working on Dan's
Kitchen. He'll be coming over on Thursday
to finish up,
button things up for me. Great. We have a phone call.
Yes, go ahead, caller.
Good morning, gentlemen, and it is a beautiful morning. How are you guys this morning?
Good morning. How's it going?
I got to tell you a great wedding story that happened over the weekend. Okay? It was my sister's wedding, but it was the second time around, but that's besides the point. The thing was, remember how crappy it was in the morning, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Well, the way my sister looked at it was, the thunder was my mother clapping for her up in heaven, and the rain was the tears of joy for her.
That's right. That's the way to look at it. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, the nicest thing was Saturday night, we're at the reception hall, and the sun broke out just at the right time for them to go out and have the pictures taken outdoors.
And that was her smiling down.
Yes.
Oh, it was definitely her smiling down on it Saturday. I mean, it had to have been one of the nicest days that could ever happen. But the fun part was, you know how a lot of times in the hall they roll out the paper, you know, for the bride to march down the aisle?
Right.
Yep.
Half of them were tripping over the paper.
Oh, my God.
If I had a video camera, it would have made America's funniest home videos. I mean, it was just funny the way things were happening.
Yeah, that is my biggest fear when I'm doing a wedding and they roll out that train.
Yeah.
And I always end up having myself or who's ever with me standing down at the back holding that.
Yeah.
Because no matter what you do, they tape it down, whatever. That is one of my most fearful things when I'm doing a wedding, is that someone is going to trip on that thing.
Well, do you know the town of Amesbury at all by any chance?
Actually, I'm going to be going there this afternoon.
Okay, Lafayette Club over in Amesbury on
yes.
High Street?
Yes.
Okay, well, we were up in the third floor, up in the big hall up there in the third floor.
Yep.
That's where they were laying the train out there.
Okay?
Trying to keep the doors shut so that, you know, the bride wouldn't, you know, be tripping on anything, but it still didn't matter. I mean, they were still tripping on it a little bit, you know, and it was just folding up and everything, but the kickoff the whole entire evening. The thing was also, my wife's birthday was also Saturday, and she had shared it with my mother for quite a few years.
Wow. Oh, wow. That was really good timing on that one.
And the thing was, when they were getting ready, my sister and brother-in-law were getting ready to cut the cake, they turned around and they looked at my wife and they said, "Sue, would you please come over and help us cut the cake, because it's
nice.
Also your birthday today, and I don't forget that."
You know, I was hoping that you were going to call and say that somebody bit into the wedding cake and the sugar caused like a toothache or something.
Oh, no. My brother-in-law wound up wearing it. My brother-in-law wound up wearing it in the face.
Wow. That's always great.
Oh, it was funny. I mean, we're standing there and we says to my brother-in-law, "Come on now, put it in her face. No guts." Looked at my sister and I says, "Now look at sis. This is the only guy you're going to be spending the rest of your time with. You put up with a lot of his crap for a long time now. You got to get even with him. Put it in his face."
Nice.
And she did.
All right, caller.
It was,
well,
it was great.
Thank you. We appreciate the call. And
you guys have a great day.
You too. Oh,
okay.
Thank you.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
So speaking of that, I mean, somebody getting ready for a wedding.
Yeah.
Just to deal into this was one of my next questions. Teeth whitening.
Oh.
What is involved with teeth whitening?
Oh, actually, it's funny. We have actually two patients right now that are getting married in the next month or so, and they're going through, they're having their teeth whitened. There's a few different ways you could have your teeth whitened. There's the over-the-counter products that you could buy at any drugstore, like Crest, Opalescence. There's different ones. There's what they call tray whitening, which is what we do in our office. And then there's the actual laser bleaching, which is a light that you'll see places like Bright Smile advertise those. And the differences are, the one that really gets your smile the widest is the ones that Bright Smile does, which is the laser whitening. The only problem with the laser whitening is it can make your teeth very, very sensitive.
Yeah, I was going to say, even some of the toothpaste, if you have sensitive teeth, you can feel that, can't you?
Oh, yeah, yes. Plus, with the laser whitening, which is done basically in a one-shot deal, it doesn't. All the bleaching methods don't last forever. You do have to have it redone. The laser whitening tends to be the most expensive, and to have it redone, it can get pretty expensive after a while. The tray whitening, which is basically what you do, is you have a sort of like a mouth guard that's made to fit your upper and lower teeth, and there's a gel that you use that you place in the tray, and you wear it. You can wear it overnight, or you can wear it for half an hour to an hour a day, and after a couple of weeks, your teeth will get pretty white. And then that you can retouch that up, every year, every couple of years. Most people, once you do the bleaching once with the tray whitening, they're not going to charge you again. If you're a regular patient, they just give you the material to do it. You can also do the over-counter ones, which do help, but they're not as effective. They don't get your teeth as white as the tray whitening or the laser whitening.
Okay.
And that's basically peroxide that's used to...
There's two forms. There's hydrogen peroxide, and there's also carbamide peroxide. The carbamide peroxide tends to be a little kinder, a little gentler to the teeth, but it takes a little bit longer, whereas the hydrogen peroxide, it could be a little... And they come in different strengths also. So it depends on how sensitive somebody's teeth are. We can use different strengths of either one.
Now, if someone wants to have a cap or something, and then they do the whitening, when the cap is made, it's usually made to match the shade of your teeth at the time the cap is made. So
I had that problem.
Yeah, would that be a problem there, or?
Yes. Yeah. If you what they call a cap or a crown, the porcelain on it will not whiten. And the same thing, if you have any white fillings or composite fillings in your front teeth, they also won't whiten. So usually it's a good thing to do if you need some dental work done, whether it's caps or crowns or white fillings in the front teeth, it's advisable to do the bleaching first and get your teeth to the color that you want them, and then have the dental work done so you can match it to that whitened color.
Can I ask a few questions?
Go right ahead, Dan. You're part of the show.
Did I interrupt you?
No.
Do you do cancer screening?
We do a cancer screening on every patient and at every exam.
What is the process of that?
We check all the soft tissues of the mouth. We'll check the tongue, underneath the tongue, the floor of the mouth, the roof of the mouth, the cheeks, the lips. And basically what we're looking for is any anomaly, anything that looks suspicious. And if we see something, then we'll bring it to the attention of the patient, and we'll have it checked out. But when we do, it's part of our regular exam. Every 6 months we do a oral cancer screening on all our patients.
And what do you just see, like something that looks like it might be rotting?
Sometimes it could be very benign. Sometimes it can look like just a little... whitish speck, or sometimes it can look like an ulceration. And then it depends on the area of the mouth that you discover it in. The two areas that are probably the most dangerous areas to see something like that are the floor of the mouth or the lateral borders of the tongue. If we see something like that, then it can be, it can be serious.
Okay. Now, what about gum disease? Can that affect someone's overall health?
Oh, yes, definitely. Well, gum disease is caused by the accumulation of a lot of plaque and tartar that's accumulated over many years. It's down below the gums, and it builds up and ultimately causes bone loss. And this is there's bacteria in that plaque and that tartar. So if it stays there long enough, it can eventually get into the bloodstream, which they said can contribute to cardiovascular disease. And even if somebody's a diabetic, can also make their situation a little more complicated.
Wow, that's almost like another extreme of the leg bone is connected to the... shin bone and all that, or whatever.
I know you know the whole thing.
I really, you know, I'd have to think about it.
What you get in anatomy class? Because
the chimpanzee. Never mind.
We're talking with Dr. Arnold Topp, who is a dentist. He's at 100 Amesbury Street in Lawrence. And doctor, what's your phone number there?
The number is 978-687-7811.
So if you need an appointment or you're due to have your six-month checkup and you're looking for a new dentist or looking for a good dentist.
For your children.
Yeah.
Also, we have a website. The name of the website is topdentist.com.
The T-O-P-P?
T-O-P-P.
All one word, topdentist?
Yeah, all one word.
So
look at our website and you could email us, contact us through the website or call, whatever.
Okay.
It's most convenient for you.
In the meantime, if you have a question, you can give us a call at 978-687-8005. Or if you're out of the area, toll free is 877-687-8005. Or if you're shy, you can email us a question at tips@bupa.com. And Dr. Arnold's here to answer any other questions you may have.
And I'm sure a lot of people would, if they were near a phone right now, they'd probably be calling and asking why a dental cleanings and checkups so important.
Well, actually, it's interesting that we were just talking about, you were asking me about gum disease, or what they call periodontal disease. Periodontal disease is actually the number one cause of tooth loss in the world, more so than decay. So if anything, that's the number one reason you really should come in and have your teeth looked at and cleaned, because it's a simple thing to do. If you come in and have your teeth cleaned and you do your hygiene at home, you have a great chance of preventing periodontal disease. Secondly, like I said, we're big believers in prevention. A lot of people, and it's understandable, will wait till they have some pain or discomfort before they go see the dentist or go see their doctor. And by that time, whatever needs to be done gets to be a little more complicated.
Right.
So when you come in for regular checkups, if you have something going on, like you have a small cavity starting or, a gum problem, a periodontal problem, then we can address it while it's still relatively minor. And it's a simple solution, whether it's a small filling or a cleaning or a deep cleaning, before it becomes something more complicated like a root canal or, a crown or gum surgery or something like that.
And most insurance covers cleanings twice a year.
Oh, yes, yeah. Most nowadays, it's funny, we were talking about before how you mentioned you didn't go to a dentist till you had all your adult teeth.
Right.
Again, from the same generation, so did I and a lot of other people. And I think a lot of it was because years ago, basically people didn't have, dental insurance was not something most people had. It was very rare, if at all. Nowadays, I would say the majority of people have some form of dental insurance. And like we mentioned before, most dental insurance will cover your cleanings and your checkups and your x-rays at least twice a year.
Yeah.
And most of them will cover them at 100%. So it's already something that, it's part of your health plan or wherever you work. So besides, for the obvious fact that you want to prevent, some having a more complicated problem in the future, you have it already there. You might as well take advantage
Absolutely.
Of it.
Absolutely. You like going to the dentist, don't you, Ron?
I don't mind.
Really? Do you look forward to it? Sitting in that chair, opening your mouth?
It doesn't bother me. Doctors
Maybe
don't bother
having
me.
Having a drill go in there, huh?
Doesn't bother
Remember
me
Remember Bill Murray and what was that? The Hot Little Shop of Horrors?
The Little Shop of Horrors.
He's getting all excited about the pain?
Yeah. Steve Martin made a great dentist in that movie.
But I just love the way he was looking at it. It's like some of the tools. He was like, oh, my God. And he was like excited about the pain that he was going to be feeling.
Yeah, well, a lot of people associate with it. Which leads you to... Go ahead.
Actually, it's funny. Yeah. I don't know if you guys watch Seinfeld.
Oh, Ronnie's the number one fan.
Well, as you know, Seinfeld, he loves dentists. Yeah. He actually did, there's a big dental conference every year in Boston called the Yankee Dental Conference. He did a show, this was probably a few years ago. But if you're a fan of Seinfeld, I think after Superman, dentists are his biggest references.
Okay.
You know?
I just want to, since you brought up Seinfeld, I have this little blurb I just...
There you go.
Brought up. Do you watch The Marriage Ref?
Which is, I don't.
All right. Well, so that's Seinfeld.
I'm sure my wife does, so.
It's Papa is the... Tom Papa is the host of it. And there's this guy who was the first person on The Marriage Ref, and now he's saying that caused him to have a divorce by being on that show. So he's blaming Seinfeld. And the funny thing, but Seinfeld is showing no remorse, telling the New York Daily News, I love it. I love it. When people get upset, I enjoy it. That he's having a problem and blaming me, anything that alleviates the withering, blithering boredom of existence, I'm in favor of. It's funny that you said Seinfeld, because that was just something I had there.
You know, Doc, I'm looking at you and I feel like I should be flossing my teeth or something.
You should be. Do you have floss?
Well,
in
I mean,
pocket?
I do, but I feel like I need to.
Well,
right
I brought
now.
Some samples for you, okay?
Did you bring some samples?
Do you have something? You should be carrying that in your wallet.
Everybody should be carrying floss in their pocket.
You know that little lunchbox that I had in the motorcycle?
Yes,
that
I saw
pulled
that.
Up for the water? I got some floss right up in the pocket of that.
Good boy.
We're going to check when we go downstairs.
I admit I'm guilty of not doing it every day.
Oh, really?
Do you floss every day, Ron? You're going to say, yeah, because the dentist is here. Then you're going to pull me to the side and say, what's floss?
No, don't you have the little toothpicks with the floss
those.
On it?
Are those good?
Yeah, those are for people who don't like to use the regular floss. Who have a hard time. You know, I don't want to say a little uncoordinated, but no, I'm just kidding.
So you use those, right,
we have
Ron?
Those? Yeah, my wife definitely.
Are you saying she's uncoordinated?
No, she likes those because she cleans. My wife is always cleaning her teeth. Right. In fact, your story is similar to mine. I mean, my wife's dentist is who I see that she had since she was a kid.
Okay.
Right.
And that's how I got to see the dentist I see now.
Well, I think it's actually might be a fact that more women go to dentists than men. I don't know why.
It's vanity.
It seems that.
It's part of the
maybe,
vanity. Thing.
Maybe that is.
Is it me or is Bruce sitting there holding his jaw? Bruce, let's check. You want to check his mouth?
I got a bad molar back there. Yeah.
You want to do an on-the-air examination?
Not
here?
This week, no.
Hold on.
We'll save that for the next show.
Okay, what else do we have here? Brushing twice a day helps to keep the cavities away.
Actually, that's true.
And when is the best time? Morning and evening before
morning,
going to bed?
Yeah. Morning after you've had breakfast and evening before you go to bed.
Now, see, when I was in school, there was a saying, 2 to 4 and even more. Brush your teeth at least 2 minutes, 4 times a day.
Yeah.
Is that a little too much? Won't that wear on the enamel?
No. Basically, actually, what we recommend is if you should brush your teeth after eating anything. After you eat anything. Actually, one of the other things that we're discovering nowadays, and this is interesting, although children nowadays have the benefit of fluoride and more frequent checkups, we've actually seen an upturn in decay in children, you know, children and teenagers.
Really?
And basically it's due to what we're discovering is a lot of these
bubble gum toothpaste.
Like the Powerade drinks.
Oh yeah,
Gatorade,
sports drinks.
The sports drinks, yes.
Yeah. And the energy drinks.
Yeah, and the energy drinks are all extremely high in sugar. Some are carbonated. And they tend to be sipping on them all day long.
They probably dehydrate you too, for that matter, with all that sugar. Wouldn't you think?
I think that some of them, depending on the amount of sports you do, it is needed. It is helpful. It is beneficial because it does replace a lot of the electrolytes that you lose while you're playing sports and you're sweating a lot.
But nothing's better than water.
No, nothing's better than water. And at the same time, they're overdone. Some people, they drink them just like they do water or any other liquid.
That can't be good.
No, it's really basically, they're meant for when you need, you know, when you're playing sports. So what we do is, look, if you play sports and you tend to drink a lot of sports drinks, that's understandable. So what you want to do in those cases is, as soon as you're done drinking, and first of all, don't sit there sipping it. You know, it's not meant to sit there to sip. It's not meant to be sipped. You drink it down so you can replenish your electrolytes, and then grab some water and just rinse your mouth out for like 15, 20 seconds so it doesn't sit there in your mouth.
Yeah, which is something you should do if you don't have access to brushing. You should rinse your mouth.
No, actually, no. Even if you have access to brushing, if you've been drinking sports drinks or anything that's high in sugar, like soda or coffee with a lot of sugar, you actually
don't want to brush your teeth. You want to rinse your mouth out.
Now, is it okay to rinse with warm water, or should it be cold?
It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter, huh?
No, whatever you prefer.
Okay. What would you what do you prefer?
I like cold water myself. I'm a cold water guy.
Ronnie?
I'm warm.
You're warm?
I'm a warm water guy.
I like rinsing my toothbrush with hot water and then turning it to warm and doing it with the warm myself. Sometimes I'll do the cold, but, it kind of if there is a little soft spot in there or something, I feel it.
Well, that's good. That's what makes brushing fun. So you make a little routine out of it. You know, a little something to look forward to in the morning.
See, I have the Oral-B, so I just put it on.
Oh, the electric brush. Actually, that's the best.
Yeah.
We try and get our patients to use the electric toothbrush because they're all timed, okay, to run for 2 minutes, which is how long you want to brush, is for at least 2 minutes. And they're actually, most of them are timed, so you could do like one quarter of your mouth at a time. So it's a no-brainer. And the way they spin, it's perfect. It brushes exactly the way you want to brush.
See, that's what mine does. After 30 seconds, it'll go,
right.
So you know, go to the other quarter and then.
Okay, here's a big question. Can bad breath be the result of a dental problem?
Oh, definitely. Bad breath can be the result of periodontal disease or gum disease. Bad breath can be the result of a lot of decay in your mouth. Actually, we'll have people who come in whose gums are in great shape, no cavities. The tongue can be a big source of bad breath because it holds bacteria.
So is it smart to brush the tongue?
Yeah, it's good to brush your tongue. Yeah, it's good to brush your tongue a little bit.
You brush your tongue, Ron?
Yeah, absolutely. Take the brush.
Do you go side to side or up and down? Or?
I don't have to. It's the electric one, so I don't have to.
What about underneath the whole tongue?
No, underneath, right? Just the top surface of the tongue.
They sell tongue scrapers, too, to
That's
clean
right.
your tongue.
You ever get it caught in your throat? And
no, not at all.
I'm only, you know I love you, right?
I know what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm trying to beat you to the punch because you're always picking on me.
I know.
Okay, where were we?
It's not going too well, though, is it?
I think it is.
Listen, we're talking with Dr. Arno Topp, and this is 1110 AM WCCM. You're listening to the R&D Show. If you want to give us a call, he's here to answer your questions, 978-687-8005. Toll-free is 877-687-8005, and he is located at 100 Amesbury Street in Lawrence. If you want to make an appointment, give him a call. His staff is sitting there. Operators are standing by right now. 978-687-7811. And online, it's top, topp dentist.com. Dan, you have another question.
Bruce, how much time we got left?
I'm not going to tell you.
What about 8 minutes?
You got about 6.5, probably.
What do you want to talk about, Bob Dylan, Doc?
Sure, we could talk about Bob. I love Bob Dylan.
I do,
I know
too.
You're a big Bob Dylan
fan.
Yeah,
what do you want to talk about?
Well, you saw
no,
him,
music.
You saw his last show, the last time
in
he
Lowell.
Played here.
Me
How
and
was
my
he?
Kid were like right in front of him.
Was he on that night?
Well, you know, he's old now. You know, he's not the young whippersnapper that he used to be, but he's still, I mean, there was the legend. And I thought he was good that night.
He can still bring it.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's got a good band, you know?
Yeah.
He's like Black Licorice. You either love him or hate him.
Oh, yeah. No, I love Bob Dylan.
Yeah, I do, too.
You know.
And people who don't, who haven't really listened to him just don't understand. I mean, if you only know the popular songs, then you're not going to get it.
Actually, it's interesting, talking about music. We actually, nowadays, a lot of people have the smartphones or the iPods, and we actually, we were talking about drilling. A lot of people, it's interesting. Probably the two biggest complaints people have when they come to the dentist is getting, if they have to have dental work, is the shot, right? And then the second is the sound of the drill.
Right.
All right. Now, as far as the shot goes, I've got a pretty good reputation as a pretty good shot giver. Danny can attest to that.
Yeah, no problems. No problems.
And then what we do is for the sound of the drill, actually, it's interesting. I had a friend of mine who went to MIT once trying to work on this. I said, his name was Mitch. I said, Mitch, you know, the sound of this drill, it drives everybody crazy. Is there anything we can do to eliminate it or quiet it down? And he said, and they worked on it for a while. He said, you know what? We really can't get any quieter than this. However, they have come out now, they call it electric handpieces, which are very, very quiet.
Really?
All right. Yeah, very, very quiet. The other thing is, if you're using a regular handpiece, we encourage people to bring in their iPods, or if they have their smartphone and they have a, you know, a headphone, just to listen to their music while we're working on it.
That's a good idea.
That helps a lot. It's that or listen to me sing, which could be a little
You know what I can't stand is when you get my mouth full of tools and all that, and you're asking me questions, I'm like, and he understands.
Bill Cosby does a great
job. Oh, that's the best. Yeah, the lip.
My bottom lip.
The bottom lip.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
I love that bit Bill Cosby used to do. He was great.
Fire, the smoke coming out of your mouth.
We actually saw him. Bill Cosby was in Boston probably a couple of years ago. I can't remember which theater down in Boston. He still has it.
He was
great fantastic
storytelling. Absolutely
really, really good. If you ever get a chance to see him, definitely do.
Ever see the Jim Conway bit?
Actually, it's
him. Low,
it's funny that you said that. I went to dental school at Tufts in Boston, and our first day of school they showed us that old bit from the Carol Burnett show with him and Harvey Korman.
And Harvey Korman was probably laughing through the whole bit, right?
I remember as a kid, watching the Carol Burnett show.
Oh, that was great.
And for some reason, I never had seen that episode before. Yeah. And it was, if you can Google it or find it, it's one of the funniest bits you could ever see.
Tim Conway was great.
His first day out of dental school, and Harvey Korman comes in as a patient, but Tim's never worked in a human before, so he's sitting there patting Harvey on the head and rubbing his stomach.
Funny.
Great. One more question. I was just thinking, we hear a lot of people talk about sedation dentistry.
Yes, in fact, there are some people that just have such a strong phobia or a strong fear of the dentist that no matter what you do to try and relax, they just can't relax. They can't bring themselves to sit in the chair and have work done. So there is sedation dentistry. There are dentists out there that do it. And basically what it is they don't put you to sleep 100%. It's not like general anesthesia where they knock you out. They'll use an IV line to sedate you with, you know, a certain kind of drug, and it depends on what level. And what it does is basically it'll calm you down, you know, and you'll feel like you're out of it, but you're not 100% out of it.
Right. I remember before I went to you, I went to some other guy. I believe he was the one who did my braces when I was younger. And so it was over at the old Methuen Mall. They had a place called the Dentist Collaborative in there.
Sure, I remember that, yeah.
And so mall dentistry.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you can see into, like, other cubicles or whatever. And one of the dentists in there had this old Norman Rockwell statue. And it was I saw it from the back of the patient who was laid back in the chair. And his hands were dug into the arms of the chair. And his foot was straight up. And the dentist was like hovering over him, and I was sitting there. Now this was before my dentist came in, and I had tears coming down my eyes. I was laughing so hard. And now he's like doing whatever he was trying to do, or the assistant there, or whatever. What do you call the girls who help out?
The dental assistant.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she was there, and I kept thinking of the thing, and I had tears coming down my eyes. And another problem I had with her was she had like the rumbling, like the hunger stomach.
Oh yeah, that's a little bit disconcerting when you're sitting there having dental work done, and then you get up and they tell you you can't eat for a couple of hours.
Wow. But I'd hear the stomach rumbling, and I'm like sitting there, tears coming down my eyes, but I'd be keeping a straight face, but I'm laughing so hard with a straight face. I didn't think it was possible.
Yeah, that's why we encourage all our ladies to have a nice breakfast before they come into work.
Yeah, that happens quite a bit. They're working on you, and you hear the stomach rolling. And
jeez, I hope that doesn't happen now, you know. Yeah. Now that I'm going to go in there, they're going to be all concerned about it.
Dan's coming in. We better eat today.
Sorry, that's Brenda. Right.
Well, folks, we've been talking with Dr. Arno Topp. Like I said, he's on 100 Amesbury Street in Lawrence. If you need an appointment, give him a call, 978-687-7811. The website is topppdentist.com. Go online, check out his website. Dan swears by him.
And absolutely.
Remember, He is a local business, and that's what we do here. We like to recognize the local business people.
And if you have a local business, give us a call. Come on in. Talk about your business with us.
Yep, it's local business. We're nothing against the big stores or anything, but, you know, the local guy needs your business, too. Small business is what made this country, and we're trying to keep them in business.
Right.
Being local, small businesses ourselves, Dan and I know what it takes.
Don't get no smaller than that.
Nope.
But, Doc,
what are you talking about?
Final question, Doc. Now, of course, you're very successful being a dentist, and I think you're great and all that. But if you could be something else, what would it be?
If I could be something else, what would it be?
Yeah. If you didn't pick dentistry, what would you be today?
Probably. Well, like any other kid, I loved basketball, so I wanted to be a...
You're tall enough for it.
Yeah. I mean, I got as far as college. That got me started, got me a little scholarship to get going on my education, so it worked well in that respect. But honestly, if I could be anything else, I've never thought of anything else.
No, kid, that's great.
No,
that's
I've just, you know, once I realized I couldn't make it to the NBA...
What do you? And you stand about 6'5", right?
I used to be 6'4", and my last physical I was down to 6'3", so yeah. I'm on that side where I'm starting to shrink.
Yeah, wow! Shrink. Maybe that's good though.
Could be. Well, it gets me a little closer to my patients now.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, you've been listening to the R&D Radio Show. We're here every week, Tuesday
and that is
morning.
Research and Discussion.
Research and Discussion.
Ron and Dan.
And we're here to inform, educate, and entertain you. That's what our goal is on this show. I'm Ron Ferris from Booper Productions.
I'm Dan Lynch from Daniel's Video Productions. Dr. Top, did we entertain you today?
This was great. Guys, I want to thank you both. It was a blast. I really enjoyed myself. Thanks for having me on.
All right.
Thanks
glad
for coming
you can.
On.
We appreciate
My
it.
My pleasure.
We'll see you next week.
The opinions expressed on this program were those of the host and their guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.